that, aren't you? Hey, amen. I was looking forward to being a youth conference in Ellisville, but God is not geographically in one location. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm glad of that, aren't you? We'd be left out if he was. Amen. But I've told him many times, I said, Lord, I said, if you told me you was going to be at a certain place, I'd go there. Amen. But it's not. Amen. He's where two or three are gathered together in his name. There he is in the midst. Had to drive a little extra hour and a half to get here besides Ellisville. Amen. It's worth the drive to be with God's people. And I tell you, I'll never... I've left meetings to preach these youth conference. Drove all night on Friday nights, get there, preach Saturday, turn around and drive. I have drove 12 hours for one service. Turn around and drive home. And they said, Brother Greg, I don't understand why you do that. Amen. I'll tell you why. I believe in you. And I believe there's a reason and a purpose. Amen. That if in these youth service, in these youth conferences, God can touch your heart. Amen. There's no telling what God's going to do in and through your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody said, I wouldn't do that. They've told me you're going to wear yourself out. Amen. Well, amen. I'd rather be wore out for the Lord than anything else. You know, you got to have common sense. I've tried to get some of that. Amen. Rest a little bit. Amen. But we do this. And they get this stuff together because we love you. And we believe in you. We got confidence in you. No matter what, I've worked with over about 20-something, amen, in my ministry, and I tell them, troubled kids, I said, I'm going to tell you, I don't believe what your mama's told me. Don't believe what nobody's told me. I said, I'm going to put you up on a pedestal. You tear that down, that's your fault. I said, I don't care how much they tell me, you're rebellious. I said, I'm going to believe in you till you make me believe different. Then, if I believe that way about you, it's not nobody's fault but yours. You brought that on yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. You come to have church with me tonight, didn't you? It's the first night. Amen. I know you're tired and wore out. Amen. But let's get in and let God touch us and help us tonight. I feel like God's gave me a message. Amen. On the first night of this meeting. Amen. To be here. Amen. To preach to you. Amen. And we thank God for Brother Andy and Brother Tim and this church for having this tonight, don't we? Let's give them and their church here at Somerville a great big hand clap for taking this on. Amen. For taking this upon their burden. And we appreciate it. It's the only thing that would have hindered me was that had a Brother Kenny told us we were going to have it, I might have had something else. But I said, I'll be there. Amen. And we're glad to be here. Praise God. Genesis chapter 3. The Lord to help me. Genesis chapter 3. And before we get started, I know this may be a little childish for some of you. And I know this may be simple and a little childish. But I want to ask you a question. And it takes your participation, okay? You see, I want everybody's attention, okay? Everybody's attention. And I want you to listen to me. You see this bird here. I want to know what kind of bird this is. Two kind. There's only two kind it could be. I want to ask you what it is. And if you believe what it is, I want you to stand. I want you to say, how many believe that's a dove or represents a dove? Nobody? Nobody believes it's a dove. All right. How many believe it's a sparrow? All right, you may be seated. How many believe it's a dove? Nobody? All right, where's my seven people that went out with Sister Christine? Where you at? Why don't you stay right where you at? Did you stand when I asked, was it a sparrow? Okay. All right, thank you. It is a dove. And I simply ask you to be dismissed, for I want to prove to you something. As much as you knew that it was a dove, nobody else stood. So you kept your seat. Not to embarrass you, honey, baby. But I want you to know, when I said sparrow, the majority stood to their feet. You stood with them, regardless of what you thought, because the majority stood. I feel like talking to you tonight, if the Lord will help me. Genesis chapter number 3. Not to embarrass you, none of you. Thank you all good young folks. But I just wanted to do that tonight. Never done that. Genesis 3, verse number 8. If God will help me. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. I believe with all my heart, Brother Tim. I'm so glad Brother Andy said what he did. That you and the Spirit of the Lord stood up. Because I'm telling you, I thought, Lord, they'll think I'm crazy coming out just out of the middle of nowhere just saying all this. But I'm telling you, I was coming to church last night, and I went back to this summer. We was preaching a youth camp in Kentucky. My brother-in-law took me to a big rock, and he wanted me to jump off of it. I was too scared. Wouldn't jump off of it for nothing. He begged me to. They jumped off. They was all jumping off that rock. I wouldn't jump. He said, it ain't no rock. I said, there's too many rocks in this water. I hurt myself. I'm bigger than you are. And I was thinking that going to church last night. And I thought, I said, how many times they begged me. I stayed there an hour and a half. Would not jump off that cliff. I was too scared. I tried to climb it and wouldn't. They begged my boy to, James. Finally, after an hour, right before he was fixing to leave, he climbed it, jumped off. He said, Dad, you got to do it. It's fun. And he wished he had done it because it was time to leave. But I was thinking that. And it's just simple, just reminiscing in my mind about the fun this summer. But I'm telling you, coming up the road tonight, or this evening, I felt the Lord touch my heart. Some of you young folks been standing on the bank, standing on top, and everybody's saying, come on in. Hallelujah. There's some of you been waiting. You've not jumped in to the call of God in your life. You've not jumped in to total dedication because you're waiting. You're scared to death. But I feel like tonight, I'll be honest with you, we wouldn't get close to that line because we're scared somebody would push us off that rock. I wouldn't even get close. My boy wouldn't. He'd stay way back here. That's where. But I'm telling you, I'm not going to push you off in it tonight. But if I could, I'd run up behind you and just shove you on in. Hallelujah. You've not dove all the way in, but I believe with my heart, this meeting, tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday, there's going to be young folks in these youth groups that's going to make that leap that they've been racing or battling and struggling to do for so long. I feel that way. I don't know if this meeting is for might be for one or two or more than that, but I believe there's some kids standing on that rock tonight spiritually. You've wanted to jump in. I'm not talking about you're not saved. I'm talking about going full force and everything God's got for you. And I believe tonight or tomorrow, sometime this weekend, this was divinely ordained of God. Right here in Somerville, Georgia, you're going to take that leap. Can't push you off. But I believe the Holy Ghost is wanting to nudge you. Say, come on, jump on in. And I believe you're going to dive in head first. Amen. Everything within you going all the way. Hallelujah. Thank God. I feel the Holy Ghost already here tonight. I felt this so strong. I said, Lord, I feel it so strong. It'd be all right with me if that's all I said. And that's as far as we got. Amen. It's time you go ahead and jump in. It's time you go ahead and dig, go all the way. Get tired of sitting where you sit. Fears kept you on that rock. Amen. I said, fears kept you on that rock. Can't jump off. But I believe God right here this weekend. You're going to get the courage to say, here I come. Everybody that's ever stood there for a long time, when they finally dove in, said, why didn't I give up a long time ago and let God have full control of my life? Genesis chapter 3, I'm ahead of myself. Verse number 8, God help me tonight. Amen. I feel so humbled and I appreciate made every one of you. And don't take in none of you for granted. Oh, God, help me. I've been praying that lately. Lord, don't let me take nobody for granted in the kingdom of God. You're here. You drove. You fleeters, you're tired. I pray for you. Amen. I believe God touched you this weekend. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? He said, I heard thy voice in the garden and was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. He said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee thou should not eat? The man said, the woman that thou gavest me to me gave it to me. She gave me the tree, and I did eat. And the Bible goes on down. Amen. The Bible said they hid themselves in the cool of the day. Let's look at Judges chapter number 6 tonight. Want to read about another man that's got something in common with Adam and Eve tonight. Adam and Eve got in Judges chapter 6. It's Gideon. He's in a troublesome time in Israel. Hallelujah. They have been taken over by the enemy. Enemy continually takes over all their harvest, all their fruit. And the children of Israel were in such a condition that they were scared. So these men, Gideon, is hiding behind the wine press. He's under an oak. He's threshing wheat. Then he hides it because the enemy is going to come, take it away. You with me tonight, aren't you? Judges chapter 6. And the Bible says, amen, in verse number 11. And there came, here's this young man hiding, amen, threshing wheat, going to hide it behind the wine press. And here comes the angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah, amen, that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the wine press to hide it from the Midianites. He was hiding, and the angel of the Lord, glory to God, appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. He's hiding, and the angel of the Lord says, the Lord is with thee, you mighty man of valor. How am I mighty? I'm hiding here. I'm scared to death. And listen how he said this. You got to get the words phrased right. And Gideon said unto him, can't you catch some of you in this day? Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. He says, oh, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, then why then befalleth all this upon us? And where be all the miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? He said unto him, listen, he goes, oh, my Lord, hallelujah. Sounds like our kids today. Wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. Hallelujah. Going to read about another young man, amen, that has something in common with Gideon and Adam and Eve. It's found in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 10. He is the king of Israel. Now, God has just anointed him to be key. He's went out looking for his daddy's donkeys, couldn't find them. Amen. So he went searching for them. Amen. And found Samuel, the man of God, instead. And when he did, Samuel met him and said, you're going with me. God's anointed him to be the king of Israel. Amen. God is purpose. He's come down from the mountain prophesying. I'll talk more about it in a minute. Prophesying as he went. Spirit of God came on on him, turned him into a different man. God did a major work in Saul's life, but we find him right here. Chapter 10. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, amen, in verse number 22, for the sake of time, therefore they inquire of the Lord further, if the man should yet come thither. And the Lord answered, behold, he hath hid himself among the stuff. Hallelujah. And they ran and fetched him thence. And when he stood among the people, he was higher than any of the people from his shoulders and upward. Samuel said unto all the people, see ye him whom the Lord hath chosen? They shouted, God save the king. And Saul, verse 26, went home, amen, went to Gibeah. And there met him, or there went with him, a band of men whose hearts God had touched. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, anoint us tonight. I stand feeble and humble as a gnoll, weak in myself. But God, I know you're able to touch me. I'm dealing with a generation, Lord, that has so much against them. Lord, and there's such a door of opportunity, a majority, to go the wrong ways, to do the wrong things. And Lord, to stand up and be part of the minority today is such a tough thing. God, to help me as your servant tonight, speak through me to help this group of young people. God, never before have we been, those that are here and that are serving you and that are worshiping you. Lord, they've come through so much to get to where they are, and I ask you to help me to encourage them. Lord, fill us with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Move in our lives tonight in a mighty way. In your lovely name we pray, and all you young folks shouted amen and hallelujah. Glory to God. As we begin to look into the Word of God, these three have such, amen, common in their stories. They're three different people, three different groups of people. You got Adam and Eve, you got Gideon, and then you've got Saul. There's others throughout the Bible, but these specifically, amen, the Bible said, hid themselves. Amen. They were hiding. Amen. From the Lord. Amen. Adam and Eve was hiding from the Lord. Gideon's hiding behind the wine press. Are you listening to me? Then Saul is hid among the stuff. Amen. What's the stuff? Amen. You could put anything there. Amen. In your life. The stuff. He's hid behind. Amen. But regardless of it all, they had hid themselves. For some reason or another, they were hiding. For some cause or purpose in their life, they were hiding somewhere. But the awesome thing is this, that in all three parts of the scripture, God knew exactly where they were. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. They all three had hid themselves. For some reason, we're going to find out tonight by the help and the grace of God. Amen. But I want to ask you tonight, why are you hiding? Amen. Why are you hiding? I'm not good at titles, but if that'll fit it, we'll try to title it something that'll fit. What are you hiding for? Why are you hiding? Amen. In your life, I want you to know tonight, first of all, that you can run, but you cannot hide. Amen. Woo, glory to God. You can hide from the preacher, hide from the youth group, hide from, amen, the youth pastor, but you cannot hide from God. You can't hide. You may hide from mom, you may hide from dead, but you cannot hide from the Holy Spirit of God Almighty. He knows exactly where you are tonight. And the awesome thing about God, if I ask you all tonight, you would agree with me that there's nothing we do that God does not see. But God said, I go deeper than that. I see what you do and why you do what you do. Amen. Tonight when you praised him, he knew if you praised him because you wanted to, or if you did it because everybody else was doing it. He knows tonight why you come to this youth conference. If you come because it was everybody popular in the youth group was coming, or if you come because you had a desire, amen, to seek the Lord. He said, not only do I see what you do, but I know your motives. You've not hid anything from Him. Hallelujah. How many have tried to hide from the Lord? Amen. To run. I know preachers' kids. I know youth groups. Amen. I watch kids in 16 years of dealing with church and dealing with revivals and youth meetings and preaching youth rallies. I've watched good kids as that world begins to pull on them and they begin to run and they run and they try to get indulged in as much sin as they can get indulged in. They try to cover themselves up in so much garbage. Amen. Why? Thinking that they can hide. But the Lord knows exactly where they are. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. The prodigal son never got farther than the eye of the God could see. Are you listening to me tonight? I said, are you listening to me? You can leave here if you wanted to tonight. Feel God's holy presence. Leave here. Get in a plane. Fly to China. Get up in the top of an attic in China and hide. But when you get there, I may can't find you. Daddy may not be able to find you. But when you get there, the Lord's gonna... I'm here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can get on the boat. Amen. And sail to Russia. Amen. To the Middle East. And there hide yourself in a basement. Even so much that the KGB government couldn't find you. Or no FBI couldn't find you. A private investigator could find you. But I want you to know when you got there, the Lord would say, I'm here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can't run and hide good enough that God can't find you where you are. So the thing is, why run? Why hide? Amen. When you know the Lord already knows where you are. Woo, you're going to help me preach tonight. I've even known of kids that were backslid, got way out and see it. Amen. Said no bar stews. And the Spirit. I remember one night I was preaching and I told this story. I said, there was a woman stood up in the prayer meeting and said, hell, I want to pray right now. I feel like we need to pray for my son. I want to send the Holy Ghost after it. And they stood up in a revival meeting, moved on by the Holy Ghost. When they stood up and prayed, amen, the next day, that boy called his ma, said, Mama, I'm on my way home. Said, the oddest thing happened to me last night. Ain't heard from him in months. He said, I sat and way in a such and such city, states away from his mama, and said, Mama, I felt the Spirit of God get a hold of my heart. And He dealt with me, Mama. I went out and prayed and got saved. He said, I'm on my way home, Mama. I'm ready to come home. I told that story. When I did, a lady jumped up and said, my son ran away today with Sister So-and-so's daughter and her son. I didn't know that. They said, let's pray, right? She said, I felt God move on me to pray. We're in it. Brother Greg, if you'll pray right, stop my preaching. Amen. Said, I feel like if we'll pray, God will do the same for us. Guess what? We prayed. Amen. She did not say that he had gone with them, with the other kids, because she didn't know where he had gone. But you know what? He was with them. Sunday night, that was on Friday night. Sunday night, in the middle of choir practice, God was a moving. The Holy Ghost fell 20 minutes before church. Amen. Guess what? In walked their boy. He never stopped. Never waited for church to start. Down the alley came. Behind him came that other sister's daughter and son. We didn't even pray for the Holy Ghost to get there because we didn't know it. But He did. Hallelujah. You know why? You can't hide. I said, you can't hide. Oh, great God, help me. God knows where you are.
Amen. I got a boy in my church that I've worked with and I've dealt with. Amen. He said to me, I don't want you. Amen. God's got a work on his life. Amen. He said to me. Amen. He said, I'm just tired. He said, I'm so frustrated. It seemed like every time I knelt down, youth camp this year, every preacher come out prayed for me. He said, why don't you just go ahead and sell out? He said, and now you've been preaching to me. He said, I wish you'd just leave me alone. Don't preach to me about it no more. He said, I'm a failure, never be. Are you listening to me? I said, fine then. I said, I won't say another word to you. I'll keep my mouth shut. I want you to know that went with me that we had two people prophesied to him. Didn't even know who they were. Called them out, told them the same thing in the ear I'd been telling. A week later, are you listening to me? A week later, they turned down the wrong road. And there on the big church sign, amen, wasn't supposed to be on that road, said on the big church sign, why don't you just say yes to God? Hallelujah. Woo! Are you helping me tonight? Hallelujah. I want you to know tonight God's got a way of finding you. You say, Brother Greg, I'm not hiding. I'm here tonight. Oh, yes, you can hide. Amen. Behind more than a bush. Amen. More than running away from here. Are you listening to me? But God knows exactly where you are. And I want you to know tonight he's found you. Hallelujah. Woo, are you listening to me? The Holy Ghost is here tonight. Amen. I remember as a kid, amen, trying to hide. I was always big. Hallelujah. Amen. All the other kids could hide. Amen. But me trying to hide was a hard thing. I had to find something big enough I could get behind. Are you listening to me tonight? And I tried to hide, but I couldn't hardly hide because I was too big. Amen. My little cousin one time, we was little. We was playing hide and go seek and a half. Lights were out. Amen. We were young children. Amen. We had done tried to find everybody. Amen. If they was hiding under the couch, everything. I couldn't hide nowhere. I was the first one found every time. Amen. Even in the darkness. But oh, I remember my little cousin. We couldn't find her for nothing. I'm sitting in the recliner. Amen. There's a nightstand here, the lamp. Amen. And they hunt and hunt and can't find her for nothing. Finally, I heard something snicker. She's so little, she's climbed up on that nightstand. She's sitting on her knee, got the lamp on her head. Hallelujah. She is the lamp. Amen. Been sitting beside her for 15 minutes, didn't even know she was there. She was hid so good. Are you listening to me tonight? As some of you just settled in their youth group, as some of you just settled in and just mingled among them. Hallelujah. But you've stacked back some things in your heart. You got some things there that you don't want nobody to know about. Some things you're going through and you laugh and you smile and you don't want nobody to know about it. But I come to tell you tonight, he's found you. And the Holy Ghost is saying, come out from your hiding. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. Come out from your place of hiding. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You've traveled all the way up here. Amen. I'll just be coming. I'm telling you, if you've got every bit of a hunger for God, you're already uncommon. I said this generation, if you've got one little desire for God, you're already uncommon. You're already different in this day and hour. And God says, if I could get a hold of that one little hunger and one little desire. But
Brother Greg, you just don't know. Let's begin to look at Adam and Eve walking with God in the cool of the day. Hallelujah. But they take of the fruit that's forbidden. Rebellion has set in. Sin enters. They're naked. And the Bible says Adam and Eve hid themselves. Hallelujah. From the presence of the Lord. Why are you hiding, Adam? Why are you hiding Eve? Hallelujah. God comes down at his normal time to walk. And they're not there. And God says, Adam, where art you, Adam? Where art thou? Hallelujah. He knew where Adam was. He just wanted Adam to know where he was. God knows where you are, but he just wants to know, do you know where you are? Hallelujah. See, Peter said, I know where I'm at. I'll never forsake you. I'll never let you down. I'll go with you all the way. I'll go to death with you, Lord. But within a few hours, Jesus said, I'm telling you, the cock won't crow 3 times and you will deny me. He said, never, no way. But a little girl in the garden, he cut the ear off. It wasn't because Peter was a coward. In the garden, he cut the ear off. He's ready to fight. But a little girl, just a little girl, pointed her finger and said, you're one of them. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? And when he did, Peter said, you're lying. And he cursed and he swore. You know what? God, Jesus said, Peter, the devil's desired you that he may sift you as wheat. You know what sifting's going to do? It's going to awaken you. That shaking's going to awaken you to your true condition, Peter. And what Peter woke up and realized, I ain't as strong as I thought I was. I'm not as tough as I thought I was. I can't handle as much as I thought I did. And you know, I wonder, why did Jesus just pray that the devil would leave him alone? Because the shaking must come. Because the shaking, Jesus didn't say deliver him. He said, I'm going to pray for you that your faith makes it through. That's oh, hallelujah. And when Peter realized who he really was, see, there was potential behind everything Peter's life. But the real man was hid behind the strongness. Amen. The boldness. Amen. But God says, what I want is that tender part of your heart, sir. Amen. And when he gave in and he left it all, are you listening to me? And he said, I don't know if 3 times the cock crowed. Jesus looked at it. He was. It up now. I did a major mess. I'll never get over it. But I want you to know, God said, it ain't over, Adam. Amen. Are you listening to me? Peter felt like he'd never get up. Peter felt like, but that's what Jesus prayed. Boy, it's quiet. Hallelujah. I'm getting old. Can't preach as fast as I used to. I'll just slow down and talk to you, I guess. Peter thought he'd never have another chance. I messed up this time. But anyway, that's what Jesus prayed for, Brother Byron. He said, I'm praying not that I take you out of it, but I'm praying your faith makes it through the process. Hallelujah. So laying there, weeping bitterly, Brother Tim, you know what Peter did? His faith rose up and said, he is the Son of God. And if he's really the Messiah, then he's come for me. Hallelujah. Judas walked with him 3.5 years and hid himself amongst the 12. Because you know what? When he betrayed him, even when he went back and repented, he said, I've betrayed innocent blood. He didn't say the Son of God. He said innocent blood. And you know what Judas did? Hung himself because he didn't know the Savior. But Peter says, if I know him, and if he's really the Son of God, he's going to forgive me. And on resurrection morning, Jesus said to the amen, or the angel said to man, go tell my disciples and Peter. Make sure you let Peter know, I want to meet him in that room. I want to meet him in that upper room. Hallelujah. Woo!
I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. I've not come with an emotional message, but I've come from a mandate from the Lord to tell somebody, amen, the Lord sent me here to tell this youth conference and you. You ain't got to stay where you are, young man. You can come out from your hiding place. He'll forgive you. He'll wash it away. He'll put it behind you. Oh, God, help me preach tonight. Oh, hallelujah. I don't care how far you've gone. I don't care how much you messed up. I don't care how failure you feel. He says, come out from your hiding place. Come out. He'll forgive you. He'll wash it. You notice something? Watch God throughout the Bible. Does he ever bring up people's past? Hallelujah. He always talks about their future. Woo! He didn't look at Peter's past. He said, Peter, you're going to stand up on the rail on Pentecost Day and 3,000's going to get saved. God! I had somebody call me last night I worked with a long time, and they said, why in the world have you ever, amen, why in the world did you ever try to help me? Why in the world have you ever tried to work with me? I said, because, he said, I'm such a failure. I said, I know, amen, but I don't look at you. I look at what I see in the future in your life. God don't look at where you've been, and he don't even look at where you are, but he says, hey, I look at where I can take your life. Hallelujah. I'm glad he didn't look at me, my past, and I'm glad he didn't look at my present, but God is a God who looks in the future and says, you may be young now, but I see what I can do with your life. You don't believe me? He says, Jeremiah, when you was just an embryo in your mother's womb, I knew you. Embryo can't do anything. But he said, I ain't looking at you now. I've got your future planned. You know what some of you are wrestling so hard with? He's already got planned. You just got to give up is the problem. You just got to give it up. I've got a message. You ready? I got a scripture that's the best scripture for teenagers. You need to quote it. Learn it. Put it in your roof. Put it in your car. Put it in you when you wake up, you see it. Hallelujah. He that loses his life for my sake shall find it. But he that seeks his life shall lose it. Hallelujah. You didn't hear me. You know what the answer to this thing is? Lose yourself in him. Do you want it? Lose yourself in him. Hallelujah. The moment you start fighting for it yourself, you're going to lose it. But the moment you give it up to him in that altar, you're going to find it. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? I'm a boring you tonight. Amen. Somebody looked and said the other day, ain't no way I'd give my life to the ministry like you have. I've watched you struggle all your life financially. I said I wouldn't give my good and trade it for nothing. Amen. My best friend started out with me. Wouldn't start with the ministry. Wouldn't even go into, he said, there's no way I'd give myself to full-time ministry and struggle financially the rest of my life. Well, guess what? I may have to struggle, man, by faith, live by faith, but there's one thing for sure. He's went got him a 5-year degree. Thank the Lord for that. I believe you need to go to college if the Lord ain't called you to full-time ministry yet. And if he's done that, you need still need to get some. Are you listening to me to help you along the way? But what I'm saying is this. He's got a 5-year degree making 3 times as much as I do a year and ain't got a thing to show for. Amen. Lives in an apartment bill and just finally got him a car. His family's about to fall apart. Everything he's got's going backward. Everything he touched falls apart. You know what? I struggled yes, ma'am. But the Lord's blessed me and He's took care of me. You know why? I lost my life a long time ago and He's gave me. I'm telling you tonight, some of you are right now in this age, gotta get a boyfriend, gotta get a girlfriend. I'm telling you the best answer for you, lose yourself in that altar. You say, but He won't. I'm telling you, He'll give you the desires of your heart when He comes, the desire, main desire of your life. Are you listening to me? But when you seek to gain your own life, you'll lose it all. Are you hearing me tonight? But I tell you, He sees your future and not your past. I was in a meeting here while back. I'm boring you, ain't it, tonight? I don't even have a watch on. I'm looking. Hallelujah. That boy got up, and I'm telling you, it was packed out that night, probably about 900 people. We was having a move of God. That boy's up singing. I'll tell you the best thing I ever did do when I laid off the old coat and I put on the new. We was up close to Cincinnati, Ohio. Amen. It's city, town, or they're not country. That boy's a singing. Heavens are coming down. He shouted from one end to the other. Him and his wife, she is a shout. He's babies. He's the first one in the altar, last one up. Every time I'm there, he's shouting. The place is going. Holy Ghost fell. I like to didn't get to preach. Pastor got up and said, you know what? Said, you'd never know. About 10 years ago, he walked in here in a black mini skirt with black hair. Amen. Black makeup with their earrings in his nose, in his ear, chains from. Hallelujah. When he walked in, the church flipped out. They're not used to it. That's back when Gothics just come in. Come on here. He didn't have a mini skirt on because he's gay. That's just what he's wearing. Amen. That Gothic garbage. Are you listening to me? When he walked in, the whole church said, dear God, what is he? Amen. But now he's a preacher on their pulpit. And he's got a ministry. And God's working. Why? God says, I don't see your past and I don't see your present. Are you listening to me? But I see what I can do with your life. Adam, you ain't got to hide no more, son. Eve, you ain't got to hide no more, honey. You can come out from your hiding. He'll forgive you. He'll wash it away. He'll give you a brand new start tonight. Raise your hands and give Him praise. Hallelujah. You say, Brother Greg, you don't know what kind of home life I've come to. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you, that girl, McClinney, Brother Shannon's group, that young lady's where y'all stand, baby. Yeah, you. Amen. You don't have to stand. Just raise your hand. I watched her tonight. I was wondering where she at during that revival the other week. She wasn't there. Worried about her. Amen. Seeing her come in tonight. I said, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Come from obscure circumstances. But she's got a hunger for God. I've got some kids coming to my church now. Amen. Mamas and daddies fighting them tooth and toenail. Don't want them to live right. Are you listening to me? But they're coming anyway. Oh, glory. Amen. I want you to know I got some babies. I got one girl. She ain't been coming lately because now her mama's wishing she had her straightened up. Amen. She started coming. That precious little girl. Amen. Had to change clothes. Are you listening to me? Amen. She just started, Lord, start dealing with her about modest apparel. She had put her clothes. She had leave her house. She had to leave dressed in modest. Amen. Because she mama couldn't find out. She was trying to dress modest because she would ground her. Put her clothes, change her clothes to come to church at a gas station because she didn't feel right in what she had on. Come on here. You're looking at me. Not because I told her, but because the Lord dealt with. I never said a word to the baby. She come. Are you listening to me? Was at Forts Lake this year with me. Amen. I went to Wendy's one night. Watched her when the bathroom changed back into her immodest clothes. Amen. I said, why did she just do that? She said, because she get in trouble, she gets home. And her mama catches her that way. But she came anyway. Her mama fought her. The other girl, mama's fault. But amen, this one's still coming on. Got filled with the Holy Ghost at youth camp. And doing good. Are you listening to me tonight? I know what you're going through. I know it's rough in this hour. Are you listening to me? But you don't have to stay here. What is it in your life that's causing you to hide? Why don't you stand out from among the rest of and say, as for me and my life, I will surrender my all to the Lord.
Hallelujah. In my house.
Hallelujah.